Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Pakistan, Malaysia, Vietnam, my Lord, hallelujah, Africa, Kenya, Australia, Austria, China, oh my God, just literally all over the world. And to God, the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly on the Blog Talk Radio, leading a whole brand new spiritual awakening that's catching the world by storm. To God be the glory. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's wonderful to be here. And we are saying to the enemy, oh, we're no longer going to let you or allow you to separate us. I'm talking about the people of God worldwide. We're saying no longer, no longer. You can no longer separate us because we are willing to join hands together in prayer. We refuse to allow the enemy to divide us. Together we stand, and divided we fall. He's tried to defeat so many denominations, so many churches, so many Christians everywhere by dividing them. But we've come together, and we found out that we can pray together, regardless of our denominational background, our church affiliation, or regardless of our economic strata or anything. We can pray together, and we can praise together. We can praise God together because we're on the same side. We are brothers and sisters. If we trace our heritage back, we will all run into Adam and Eve. If we go back to our great, we'll all end up back at Adam and Eve. We're brothers and sisters, and we got to stand together. Amen. Let's pray together tonight in just a moment, and then we're going to praise him together. It's just wonderful to realize that this is a time of Eucharisteo. I said a time of Eucharisteo, which means in the Greek, it means to be grateful. Not just saying thank you repetitiously, but it means being grateful from your heart when you say thank you. It means being appreciative, and being appreciative means feeling indebted and trying to do something for others. It's a time of no longer being selfish. I don't like to see a person selfish. It's not God's demeanor. He's never been a selfish God, never thinking about himself all the time. He was always thinking about others and doing things for others. I'm getting away from selfish people. Don't want to be around them because it's always their side, their way or no way. Just selfish people. Jesus was never like that. He was a type who was always concerned about what the others felt, how they felt about something, if they were hurting, he was concerned about them, concerned about their family, concerned about if they brought him a glass of water, then he would remember them and give them a blessing. He was always about doing things for others. And he was always thinking about his father. See, his father sent him, and yet he was always thinking about him. So I want to just tell you, Eucharisteo means that we have to be grateful, and we have to be appreciative and be indebted and show that we really appreciate someone else. That's what we want to be about on this blog line, be indebted. I want to thank the people on this blog line who are the owners of the blog line, and you've allowed us to give God praise like this. And we're indebted to you. We thank you so much. That's why we want to pray for your family, pray for your son, your daughter, pray for your wife, I pray for that husband, that God may bless you in an ultra awesome way. We realize that you didn't have to allow this to be so, but you did. And so thank God for you, and we are praying that God would bless your family. Amen. We've got to be mindful of Eucharisteo, that we've got to be grateful and indebted and try to be there for someone else. Many times I've been on somebody's show and tried my best to uphold them and look for them to be on the block line, and they haven't upheld our arms on the block line. But regardless of what people do, you've got to be express Eucharisteo to be there. For example, Jesus hung and bled on and died on the cross for us. It would be wrong for us that we would not be indebted to Jesus so much so that we want to do something wonderful for him. And we want to praise him. We want to win someone to Christ. We want to fast. We want to pray. We want to thank him 1,000 times a night. And that's what this blog line is about, to give him praise. Why? We're indebted to Jesus Christ for shedding his blood on Calvary to clean us and allow us to have a right to the tree of life. All right, I want to do like the Bible said, do. You can make your request known unto him. Make your request known. And then when you make your request known, we plan to come back and then lead you in 1,000 thank yous. And a part of our platform is that after we've thanked him for a while, we'll get up and walk around our house and sanctify the house. I told this testimony last night. I'll tell it again maybe several times. But there was one of the people on the prayer line, and they had a rattlesnake. They went in their kitchen. They had a rattlesnake crawling through their window and ended up in the sink. And I want to tell you, it was a time that the enemy's trying to put fear in their heart. That's why when I tell you to get up and walk through your house while the anointing is moving, do that. Don't hesitate. Move when your chief ambassador asks you to move, because I'm asking you to move in the auspices of the Holy Ghost. All right. Go ahead. I hear the music. Go ahead and ask the Lord for your heart's desire, your special request. Then we'll come back and pray and thank him. All right? Here's your music. Take about 25 seconds and ask God for what you want. Bless all of y'all. Before I pray tonight, I'm going to ask some of you all to help me lead the prayer tonight, lead the praise. Amen. Evangelist, Ambassador-elect, Sister LaTonya Williams, would you help lead the prayer tonight? Give me a couple more volunteers. You'll help lead the prayer tonight. Lead it for about 5 minutes. You can help lead the praise, the thank yous. Anybody else, give me your name if you'll help us tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Sister Jolene Garnett.
Jolene Garnett. Beautiful. Give me one more. One more, saints, willing workers. One more willing to lead praise unto our God, saints to the Lord Most High. Anyone else? Anyone else? Right, Mother Woods, are you on the line? Ambassador Dr. Hagen, are you on the line? All right, God bless you. Go ahead, Ambassador Dr. Ambassador Elect Latanya Williams, please go ahead, and then followed by Sister Geraldine Garnett, and then we'll come. Amen. Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless
Heavenly
you.
Father,
yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, look on the people. Thank you for every request made and for your goodness and kindness. Oh, God, thank you for your people who are called by your name. Thank you for their willingness to want to lead prayer, want to lead praise unto you. I appreciate it, Lord. Thank you. Bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Now forgive us for all of our sins, Lord, for all of our shortcomings. We offer this unto you, praise unto you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead, Elect Latanya.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. You're so good to us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. You've been so good, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you for this, the day that you have made, God. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for breath, Lord God, that you gave us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to give you thanks, God. We come to give you adoration, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all. We're going to just thank him. We're just going to thank him for all his goodness. Hallelujah. He's been so good to us, God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our blessings, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for our homes, God. Thank you for the shelter, God, that you have provided, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We don't take nothing for granted, God. Thank you for the activity of our lives, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you've been better to everybody than we could ever be to ourselves, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All over the world, we thank you, God. All over the globe, we thank you, God. Internationally, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you in every language, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your provision, God. Thank you for providing, God. Hallelujah, also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You come Thank you for keeping children out of harm's way, God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for healing our loved ones, God. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, restoring your pastors, Lord God, your overseers, God, your bishops, God. Oh, God, we thank you for looking over the fivefold ministry, God. We thank you for looking over the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing churches, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy.
Lord. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your compassion, Lord. We thank you for your concern, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break yoke, Lord. Break the chain, Lord. Break the chain. Offer God's Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. God has a way with us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 amazing grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all the ambassadors, Lord. We thank you for the ambassadors, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we have your way. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, 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 thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Th
get the number. Evidently, you got to think. I'm getting ready to give the number out. Amen. Come on. Get a pen. All right. Let me help you. Let me help you. Stick with me and let me help you. Don't become offended. 912-492-0982. Let me give it to you again. I'll take my time so you can get this. 912-492-0982. I want y'all to get your Ambassador Select, get your robe. I plan to have a wonderful, awesome portion of this service as we praise God and as we pray together. We want to have a time of elevation. You know, promotion comes not from the east nor the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. And he's going to give you wonderful promotion that night, elevation. Amen. Those ambassadors elect, I want to send you some instructions and things like that. God bless you. We look forward to it the 17th of September right here in Kansas City. We'll have a hotel. Those who want to stay overnight, we're just going to be here for that Thursday night. If you want to get back to your city for something on that Friday and Saturday, you'll have time. Those who want to stay over and worship with us at Amazing Grace, we welcome you to stay over. And we'll give you the hotel information, get it as cheap as we can for you with beautiful accommodations. Amen. God bless all of you again and again. May you have a wonderful night. We plan to be back tomorrow again. Thank you for those who helped us tonight. Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams and Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. Amen. As they led the prayer, the praise tonight. Hey, praise the Lord. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night we'll still be coming back with our 1,000 thank yous tomorrow night. And as we lead billions of praises. I thought not to lead it on the weekend myself on Saturday and Sunday, but I found myself thanking God 1,000 times on Saturday and 1,000 times at least on Sunday. And I said, well, if I'm going to do that, why wouldn't I want to help people if I'm going to do it anyway? You'll find me doing it anyway on Saturday and Sunday. And so I thought, well, let's make it beneficial. Why don't we just lead them into 1,000 thank yous on Saturday and 1,000 thank yous on Sunday? I'll have people leading that. So, but anyway, it made sense to me. Just, I let it go on over the weekend, too, since we're going to do it anyway. I plan to just give them 1,000 thank yous a day. And since I'm doing that, I hope that makes sense to you that we would just try to help the people at the same time. All right. Now, I will from time to time allow some of you to take it. And if I get a little tired, a little weary, I hope you understand. You get tired and weary, too. And rest my body up. And I'm just one person. I was just explaining to somebody tonight, I got so many things on me. Amen. I got, first of all, Amazing Grace. That's our first priority. That's our church. And preaching every Sunday, mostly every Sunday. And I spend 20 to 30 hours on my message alone. So that's a lot. And then I got the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, where we have over 100 listeners. And listen, that's a full-time job, too, just preparing for that and things. And then we've got the blog line here, which is a wonderful time also. Then we got our family that really comes before all of these things. Amen. And on top of that, I am a symphony orchestra composer and a conductor of symphony orchestra. I'm getting ready for that a little bit in the future. And then I've got my concert ministry where I do concerts and personal appearances and so many things. So many things. So you understand that I welcome some of you to really jump in there and help me sometimes. I don't like to ask people to two or three times. Do you? Who on this line likes to ask folks to help you two or three times? When you ask them one time, who on this line wants to have to ask them two or three times just to help you? When you ask them one time, you know, that seems like that's enough. If they want to do it, they'll respond. So I don't think anybody wants to ask people two or three times like you're begging them to do something. And that's what brought on the chastisement the other day, because you're doing God wrong. People, I don't mean you, but I mean people are doing God wrong. How you figure they're doing God wrong? Well, they save, sanctify, people with the Holy Ghost. That's not enough. Every time you turn around, they're asking God for something. Asking, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Thanks to God, help me, Lord, help me, help me. And then you turn around and ask them to help him by leading praise unto him or by leading prayer unto him. And all you get is this. If you got any Holy Ghost in you, you know that answer. How right to do God, you have to make him look like nobody is there for him, and you want him to be there for you all the time, and yet you make him look like nobody care about him. Nobody is concerned about him. That's not right. That's not right. God bless all of y'all. We love you. Let me let that go, because I don't want to get upset tonight. Just got upset about how y'all did his father too, when they were selling stuff in the. When I say y'all, I mean the Israelites. How they were selling stuff. Well, actually, those weren't the Israelites. Those were other lights selling stuff in his temple, and he took a whip and whipped them out. And the Holy Ghost told me what they were saying about him when they whipped him out of the temple. They were running out of the temple talking about, he's crazy. There's a crazy man in there. That Jesus y'all talking about, he's crazy. You know, they were talking about him, as they say, like a dog. But it wasn't true. They were just angry because their status quo was disturbed. And some of y'all have gotten angry with me because I've tried to push you a little bit into doing things for the Lord, and your status quo was disturbed. But I got to do it because the Lord, I'm fighting for the Lord and fighting for his honor. Because, see, other people give him honor, but his own receive them not. So let's learn to honor the Lord, to be ready to do anything, willing workers, ready to work for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you. I ask you kindly in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. Amen. May you have a good night and keep praising God. God bless you.
Bless you.
Tonight. Anybody made it?